Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. If I could ask the conference staff just to unblank the screen. Thank you. I will just give a very quick presentation outlining the status of the cooperation and assistance database, and I'll also say a few words about the sponsorship program as well, which was also an element decided by the Seventh Review Conference under this particular agenda item. The mandate, first of all, for the assistance and cooperation database from the Seventh Review Conference, you should all be familiar with this. It was established by the Review Conference with the ISU establishing and administering the database. As you can see at the bottom here, the operation of the database will be reviewed at this Review Conference. The basic principles of the operation of the database were also elaborated in the Seventh Review Conference final document. You can see those here on the screen. It's basically that states parties can submit requirements, needs, or offers for assistance. They can use the database to match the offers with the requests, and then also inform the ISU. The ISU may also, on request, facilitate the exchange of information among states parties. What I wanted to do in the next couple of slides is just to give an overview of how the database has operated over the past 5 years. You can see here the number of offers. There are 61 offers made by 8 states parties and 1 group of states parties currently recorded in the database. You can see here the rough allocation, and these categories are illustrative categories of the types of offers of assistance that have been recorded in the database. And you can see the 8 states parties that have made assistance offers, plus the 1 group of states parties. And similarly, for the requests that are recorded in the database, there are 23 requests from 6 states parties. And again, you can see here the distribution of the types of assistance that's being requested. And this slide just gives you an overview of the number of offers and requests that have been received since the database was established. The orange column are the offers and the blue are the requests. You can see it was fairly low and fairly static until the last couple of years, when there's been a significant increase, particularly in this year. We reported in depth and in detail on the database and the operation of the database in our report, which was submitted to the PrepCom in August. It's document BWC/conf8Roman8/PC/7. So you can look in that document for more detail. But the key points that we mentioned there, the first is the fact that the mandate for the database and for the operation of the database was given by the Seventh Review Conference, but the Seventh Review Conference didn't give any resources, any staff or equipment resources. We also say in that report that the objective of a database system as such has not yet been reached. The meetings of states parties over the course of the last 4 years have recognized that the usage of the database has been low. And there are various reasons that we put forward in the report for this that we have heard from states parties. It could partly be the fact that the database is in a way hidden because it's on the restricted area. The requests for assistance are on the restricted area, so the visibility is not particularly high. Although we have promoted it, we have moved it into a more prominent area of the database. And when we give presentations from the ISU's point of view, we always mention and refer to the database. We have also found that some states parties do not want their requests for assistance logged in the database. They would rather proceed on an informal or a bilateral level. Another issue is that we've found that many of the requests for assistance and some of the offers lack a certain amount of precision, so it's quite hard sometimes to match offers and requests. And some possible solutions that have been suggested are having a more structured approach to identifying needs and providing assistance, and also potentially a more user-friendly database. Some states parties have told us that the database as it currently exists is not particularly user-friendly. And then there's also the issue of whether states parties would want to be proactively informed once every time something is added to the database. So as I said, I also want to quickly talk about the sponsorship program as well, given that that was also a decision from the Seventh Review Conference in relation to assistance and cooperation. You can see here the mandate. It's about supporting and increasing the participation of developing states parties in the meetings of the intersessional program. And again, it's, as it says here, it's administered by the ISU, this time in consultation with the chair and the vice chairs of the MSPs. You can see here the number of states which have been sponsored, which have been supported under the sponsorship program. The blue column is for the meetings of experts, the orange for the meetings of states' parties. And one thing you can see from this is that there's quite a lot of difference. There's quite a lot of unpredictability as to how many states can be sponsored, for what particular meetings they can be sponsored. For example, in 2013, no states could be sponsored at all for the meeting of states' parties in that particular year. And this up and down, this variance, is due to the funding that we receive, because the sponsorship program is funded through voluntary contributions. This is the details for this year. We were able to sponsor a lot more people this year because of the increased number of voluntary contributions. So whereas before it was less than 10 states per year, we've now, as you can see here, over 30 at the PrepCom in August, over 40 at this particular review conference. And you can see in both of the charts there the breakdown by regions of where the sponsored participants are coming from. And you can see here also the voluntary contributions, the detail of the voluntary contributions that we've received for the sponsorship program. As you can see, this year we've received a much, much higher level of voluntary contributions. Hence, we've been able to support many more people coming and participating in the meetings under the sponsorship program. As I said, this was a very short presentation, a short introduction to give you some figures and some details on the operation of those two different elements under assistance and cooperation that we have been managing from the ISU perspective. You can find additional information on the website, and as I refer to also in the report that we submitted, document number 7 from the August PrepCom, and we've also issued an amendment, an update to that particular document as well. So thank you for your attention, and obviously I'm very happy to answer any questions you may have.